Welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, December 15th, and you're listening to what we hope will be the final big call. So thanks for listening everybody tonight. We're going to have a really cool call tonight, and I'm going to give you a little heads up a couple of times through this call. And the first heads up is that the Intel portion is going to be very fun tonight, because I'm going to give you some basic information about the Intel, and then Sue and I are going to talk about the exchange process and sort of act out the various steps of it from the minute you walk in the door of the Redemption Center all the way to when you walk out the door and head back home. Okay, so we're going to cover that in the Intel segment, okay? But Sue has a segment.
Call your friends.
So call your friends, jam the lines. No, make sure everybody hears this, because this is, could be a very important call, right, Sue?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to try to cover everything we can think of in that whole transition from going into and then coming out of the Redemption Center. All right, we'll just say it that way. So before we get started any further, let's pray the call in, and then I can't wait to hear what Sue would have for us tonight in the way of a teaching from God's Word. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for where we are. We're protected. We're in a good place. We're anticipating great things. We're looking forward to sort of the finale, if you will, of what we've been waiting, some of us 16 or more years for. Thank you for bringing that to us, for giving us everything that we need to be prepared for it. And thank you for every listener on this call. Thank you for my team, for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, anyone else that's in the background, of course, Pastor Scott. And thank you for just the love that we have for each other on this call. Give us a great night and a really cool call tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, Sue, I'm excited. Let's see what you've got for us.
Well, I hope everybody enjoys this. And I think it's important to reflect on this concept and maybe even perhaps learn how far you've come. How to conquer a world of worry. What's important in life? 2020 has been a challenging season for the entire globe. Have you been worrying, feeling weary from stress, or overwhelmed by worst-case scenario thinking? It can be easy to feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, especially in the midst of the dreadful disarray that has come with 2020. Yet I want to remind you that God has got this. In Matthew 6, Jesus told us not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. I'd propose that this isn't just a fluffy or catchy saying from Jesus. No, Jesus was challenging our faith and reminding us that God knows what we need and he will provide for us. I spoke about this more as I continue here. In a nutshell, in Matthew 6, 25-34, Jesus tells us not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. We're going to look back 20 years from now and realize that for most of us, we were living in the good old days. When we worry about tomorrow, we're going to miss out on the beauty of today. Someone once said, I know worrying works because most of the things I worried about never happened. Happiness is an inside job. You shouldn't think about tomorrow with today's grace because you don't have grace for tomorrow until you get to tomorrow. Grace is the operational power of God. You get the grace when you need it. God has actually assigned us encounters for the day. A lot of us are afraid of suffering. Although suffering is painful, God will meet you there and will give you strength. Whatever you go through, if you stay connected to God, you will grow in ways that will help you in your next season of life. In Malcolm Gladwell's book, David and Goliath, he shares that 13 presidents' fathers died before they were 19. That's pretty cool. The point that Malcolm makes is that many of them said that their own personal greatness happened because they were fatherless. People often become great because of their suffering. Weakness actually prepares you for victory. In the history of the world, almost one-third of the wars were won by the smaller nation, by the ones that should not have been able to win. Weakness can make you great. Weakness and disability actually creates a new ability. In this season, there are many things to be worried about on top of daily life: COVID, politics, and racial unrest. But we must remember that God has our futures in His hand. So what should we do? Love God, love people. Seek first the kingdom. Matthew 6:33. Don't worry. Be happy. I'm here to tell you, you may not be feeling it now, but one day you'll be thankful you were alive during one of the most significant moments in history. Why? Because you're a witness to God moving mightily, not only in the world and in our nation, but in your very own life. So a little advice: God has you covered. I want to challenge you to not miss the divine moments that God has for you today. Instead of worrying, let's seek the kingdom. Love God and love people. And I'm going to add, and love yourself. May you know the grace that God has given to you today. And may you have faith that God will provide grace for you tomorrow. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a really important teaching, so that we don't get ahead of our skis, we don't get too far out there, even in our own planning. You know, as much as we plan, and Sue's a planner, I'm a planner, Bob's a planner, we love to plan ahead for what we think our lives are going to be, but we also know that God knows the end from the beginning. We know that time is here sort of for us, and in outside of this dimension, time doesn't exist per se, or it, you know, where the future and the past are all in the same time. It's just weird, but it's strange, but that's what it is. And it's like we deal with everything on a day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year basis. And I, for one, am looking forward to 2020 turning the page to 2021. I think we all are. There's a lot of things that we can look back on in this year and go, man, I can't believe we endured that, or I can't believe we had to go through that, or wow, I wish we had known then what we know now, etc., etc. But it's really one of those things that we sort of had to go through, you know. We sort of had to go through, and I think we're going to look back in a year or 10 years or 20 years to this year and see everything that we accomplished in spite of ourselves and in spite of the circumstances that we're here, and see it as victorious. And I really believe that, because what we've all been waiting for is about to manifest I mean, like right away, I think that's going to really change our perspective about giving 2020 a good mark instead of a failing grade. So, Sue, I appreciate that. I love the idea of each day. Jesus, he did say that, you know, each day has a, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough worries of its own. And it's like, you know, that's true. Why get involved with something before it happens, when you can just concentrate and focus on one day at a time? It's very important. It's good stuff. So I enjoyed that. And Bob has talked about this at least twice before, about, you know, not worrying about things. You know, no te preocupes por nada. Don't worry about anything. It's just not our thing to worry. We're supposed to cast our cares on him, for he cares for us. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Everything else will be added to you if we focus and seek him and the kingdom of God. So that's what I got out of it, Sue. I thought it was really appropriate, very appropriate for us. Thank you for getting and finding that. And thank you for bringing that to us. Excuse me. Bob, what do you say about that teaching?
I really like the teaching, Sue. I love the title of it, Conquering a World of Worry. And, you know, this is a time when so many people do have more worries than they did a year ago. And we need to realize that, you know, in our faith, we can be confident that a lot of these things that we're worried about, we really don't need to be as worried about them as we are. So, some of it is manufactured, right? And we have information coming to us about the election and what might happen, and, you know, this terrible thing is going to happen and this and that. Well, it might and it might not, but do those people really have power over you? And I say that that's what faith is all about. Faith that as we keep our focus and we focus on the now, we focus on the beauty of today, the wonders of this very day, of the beautiful planet, the beautiful people we come into contact with, and just focus on these wonders of God's creation, and then focus on peace and love, right? Focus on the fact that whatever it is that we think we need to be worried about, when we are focused on faith and peace and love, those supposed things, those external things that are supposed to be causing us worry, really have no power at all to cause us worry, right? You know, and if you really look at these worries, right, and you look at other places in the world or other people's circumstances, you know, in most cases, our problems are another man's dream, right? It's like, we have food, we have shelter, we have clothing, we have God, we have the big call to participate in, right? And if you've been in other countries or to orphanages in other countries or to the favela in Rio de Janeiro, right, those people look to us in America, and with our worries, they still look at us, and that is their dream. And they're like, those worries that they think they have, they go, we'll take those worries all day long. That's our dream life, right? Even with their so-called worries, and it's like, that's one of the things we have to realize. And if in doubt, if this alone isn't enough to really help you conquer your worries, all you really have to do is pray, right? Get down on your knees and give a prayer of thanks to God for the things you have, for your food, your clothing, your shelter, your faith, right? And just give thanks for all those things, right? And then ask, what is your will for me? What do you want me to do? How should I act? How should I speak? How should I be? And then get busy being that. And as you're busy being that which God commands you, those worries will melt away like butter in a frying pan.
Yep.
That's good.
It's really good, Bob. Thank you. And I want to add something in a minute to that. Sue, what would you say that impressed you about that teaching?
Well, it's what impressed me about it's interesting. I get images when Bob was speaking, what he was pointing out, because I was listening to you and then to Bob, and I was thinking about the social aspect of worry. Mm. And what Bob was just demonstrating is that when you get on your knees and pray, what you're doing, and when you appreciate and you're looking at what you choose that's good, you know, what you're paying attention to, you're consolidating love and you're consolidating your energy. And worry is actually a loss of energy. You're losing energy to fear. You're losing energy to fear. But when I was reading, I don't remember when the thought came in, but I was thinking about how challenging it can be socially. I wrote an email once that just got so much response. It was called The Politics of Doubt, Politics of Doubt and Worry. And I know a lot of us, and I was taking what Bob said and I was imagining, you know, it's how you apply it in your social relationship with people, because sometimes if people are worried and they're upset, and if you don't match them, that can make them feel not seen or mirrored. So my little practical tip about worry is, as leaders, because this is going to come up now, this is our role, to be present to somebody. I mean, I've had this happen recently. To be present to somebody as they're being anxious or worried or in fear, and then to just hold that space of love and gratitude and see that they're in fear and worry, and just say, you know, we can choose to be strong together and look at what we have. Because sometimes it's not just about you, it's about forming a connection so you stabilize somebody else. And I've seen that a lot lately in a couple of sessions I've had, and there was hand-wringing. I no wonder if my friend Holly is listening to this. There was just like all this angst. I mean, I could feel it across the country. And I had to just kind of consolidate. There was all this worry, oh, we're not going to get it right. Oh. And I just said, no, you've got it right. You've got this, you've got that, which is the consolidation. Worry is a loss of energy to fear. And you can have it. It's okay to worry a little bit. It's going to happen to you, perhaps. But when you catch yourself worrying, or you catch yourself with somebody worrying, just become aware and then recenter back in the truth. Worry is a lie, actually. You're choosing to lose your power to limitation. And we want to stop worshiping, which is a habit. Most people worship limitation, literally worship it. They've made a temple to fear. And so to me, what I love about this is we're conquering that, and it's a practice. It's a practice. We got to be realistic as well as beautiful, Bob, idealistic and incredible and practical. And like what you said, Bruce, You know, worry is something we're all conquering, and we're getting, the more you practice at it, the better you get. So that's, those are my thoughts.
That's good. That's really good, Sue. I appreciate that. And the only thing I wanted to add was when Bob was talking about other people's situations, and when he mentioned the orphanages, of course I went to the Dominican Republic, the DR, and I thought about that on the island of Hispaniola, and I also thought about Haiti. And, you know, Bob knows firsthand, and I know firsthand in, for example, Honduras and parts, very poor parts of Argentina, what it's like. And what I saw this past Sunday on some programming before I went to church was there's a situation in Haiti that this particular ministry saw a young woman who all she did all day long from sun up to sundown was make mud pies for the children to eat. Mud cookies, they called them. These were round little cookies the size we would make of let's call it a peanut butter cookie, thicker, made of mud and baked. And this is what they had for their children to eat. Now, that just made me really realize how fortunate we have it here. And it also made me realize that the work that Bob is doing and his compatriots are doing in the Dominican Republic, I've had dreams about things we can do in Haiti. And hopefully that will be something that we will all help to work with, is to change that, the direction of those people. Change the direction of the belief system that has been voodoo and other things like that, holding them back as a nation. And we know that it's a lot of the darkness is spiritual darkness. But that has to stop, where those people get an opportunity for clean water, for food and food to be grown there, and education and shelter and everything else that everybody else around the globe has or aspires to have. And I don't know if you've seen that kind of a thing, Bob or Sue. We talked about it before, but to me that affected me. And I wanted to bring that out as we were talking about this, because I think it's relevant. Okay, so it's not a project per se, although we have talked about doing things to rebuild the Caribbean. So maybe we'll attach Haiti to that as well, okay? Sue, thank you so much for bringing that teaching. Let's see if maybe today there is any prayer request that we can pray for.
Tuesday, yes.
Oh, today is Tuesday. You know what? It was weird in my brain. I was confused thinking it was Thursday in my mind just now. Tuesday is a praise report day, right, Sue?
Yes. And we do have a praise report.
Yay.
And you know what that signature means.
Yes, praise, Pastor Scott.
I'm like telepathic Cam on. I'm just like, I've never seen a picture. It's just like telepathic beam camera on, looking into this room. I could just see this person smiling. As I prayed today on what to send as praises, the only name that came to my spirit was Jesus. I send praises to the court of heaven for the one who has created us and has directed our path to cross through the Holy Spirit. Each one of us, Big Call Universe and leadership team, have had our path crossed for one reason. That reason is to change the world through our independent circles of influence. Jesus, you have purposed and repurposed us for a time such as this.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus, for loving us, warts and all. Thank you for dying on the cross and raising again on the third day so that we could live. Let's love others because he loved us first.
Yep.
Be blessed from our Pastor Scott. Thank you, Pastor Scott. As usual, very, very beautiful and filled with the most radiant heart that is your signature.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Wonderful, wonderful praise report. Let's praise God and praise Jesus for everything that he did and continues to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Sue. And let's say that we will move on into your segment, which I'm excited to hear what you'll bring to us tonight.
It is exciting. It's actually really, I hope everybody will, I think it's exciting. I hope you guys think it's exciting. And tonight we're going to have a discussion of three advanced principles. Three advanced principles that you're going to use both in the exchange and after the exchange that I don't think you've heard of before. And so I've got to give you a sneak peek, but before I do that, I should talk about this call that I had right before getting onto the call, Bruce, okay. Because I just want to give a shout out to all the world-class presenters. There's so many out there. I think Bruce and I, what did we figure, 7,000, 8,000, something like
well,
that?
Well, actually, we figured you
project,
had maybe
project,
500. Yeah, 500 and some odd people with actually 500 and some session, 501, and around 2,000 or so people times about four is about 8,000 projects, Sue.
8,000 projects, yep. And and then we figured out, including the United States, we worked with 12 different countries. So 12 different countries are going to have projects coming out of them. And tonight I got to work with these four people. They were incredible. And I think the most important part is they came through this one woman. I'll call her N. And she had gifted some of them, and she turned out, Bruce, to be, and Bob, on the board of directors of a number of different companies, and it was really amazing. Everybody on the call just said, A, it was really fun to work with the four of them because they were bright and really good leaders, all of them, and they said, just being together and working out our projects together made it so, quote unquote, absolutely crystal clear. Like you could, they got so poetic. You could see forever. Everything became clear to them.
Mm.
And this, and the woman who's on a board of directors of a couple of really big companies said, you know, she would price it at $1 zillion because what makes it important to get with somebody, either a friend or me, you know, somebody that can help you kind of expand your thinking, is that's what the Zim is designed to do. And when you get a group of people together to kind of move into that exponential mindset, you're doing a lot. So I just want to celebrate everybody that had the commitment to see what they could expand into and then go for it and be on the call. And now you've got your world-class presentation. And now I want to bring you something that'll be hopefully catalyzing. That's the word I want to use, catalyzing. So this is a typical morning for me. I have a word or a concept pop into my mind, and the word was advanced. And I said, well, what makes something advanced? Does it make it superior or what? So I decided to look it up. Far in time or course, being beyond the elementary, greatly developed beyond the initial stage. So what I want to bring to you tonight is some advanced principles, and there are three of them. The first one, and I know Bob is going to resonate to this, is the not yet. The not yet. And that was, the not yet principle was developed by a psychologist by the name of Carol Dweck. And she wrote the book of, well, it's really The Power of Yet. You can look it up on YouTube. It's a great 10-minute presentation. And she was talking about how she took 10-year-olds and she told the 10-year-olds that, you know, she's going to challenge them, two groups. She's going to challenge them with something that was going to be a little bit hard. And one group said, oh, that's really exciting. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to try it. Or, wow, I'll be really stretched by that. And the other group said, oh, my God, that's going to be catastrophic. I can't do that. I've never done that. What do you mean? Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, I have that happen sometimes. I'll have that reaction, and then I catch myself. But the difference is a growth mindset that says, well, I haven't done it yet, but I will, and a fixed mindset that says, I can't, I won't be able to.
Yeah.
And why is this one of the principles I want to bring to you? Remember, you can look up The Power of Yet on YouTube if you want to just deepen and grow your mindset. Why am I bringing this to you? Because you're walking out of a paradigm of fixed and limited energy, constructs. Practically every person in the world class, how is this going to happen? What? Because I've been around Bruce and I think about, and people notice I can kind of go exponential in my thinking. It's all about moving into your infinite energy, your infinite thinking. Sure, you're going to need boundaries. Sure, there's going to be structure and containment. But everybody is walking out of a fixed reality and a fixed mindset. So if you watch that film, the Not Yet by Carol Dweck, Dweck, on TED Talks, you're going to understand what you have graduated from and who you are becoming. You're becoming an infinite being with infinite resources to create infinite good. And so what is an infinite being? Where does that come from? This is principle number two. I bet you haven't heard this. Identity capital. Identity capital, and then specifically, this is for everybody on the call, just like we were talking about with the worry. Identity capital means where do you get your identity from and how much of it do you have? So when you're going to go into the Redemption Center, are you going to be going in as the person, the personality, the person that you define with your name and your body and your outside? Or are you going to go in, and let's just drop into that place right now, as the energy and the consciousness of Christ and an infinite being. Are you going to drop into that deeper space, the truer you, your true identity as a mover, creator, with millions of people around you, many of us all around you, sharing in a wave and a tidal wave of great divine energy? Have you raised your identity capital to be worth, I'm a billionaire in Christ? That's identity capital. And so I'm calling everybody on this call to own up and imagine that you were seeing and being and living from that space inside of you that is infinite and is profound, and just let go of everything less than that. And that's where we're going to go to, I love this quote, decide what kind of life you really want and then say no to everything that isn't that.
That's good.
And that's the commitment and the value that I think everybody here on the call wants to be. And to help you shape that, this is the biggest part. So I just did a little bit about what you've been, a little bit about the capital you're going to bring into the redemption. And now I want to help you with your leadership. And this is the third principle. Compelling core values. And I love this tip. Touch on fire with enthusiasm, and people will come for miles to watch you burn.
Ooh.
John Wesley. Touch on fire with enthusiasm, and people will come for miles to watch you burn. So this is what I'm, this is a call to light your fire, to be that capital, that identity capital, to be burning with who you really are, and drop everything that you're not. And everything that you're not is your limitations. And walk into the redemption. And to help you lead from that place, you might want to get for $2.99 on Kindle, How to Uncover Your Compelling Core Values. How to Uncover Your Compelling Core Values. And Bob may even know this guy because he's from Tampa. Michael E. Angier, A-N-G-I-E-R. He's from Tampa. Your best life requires your best self. And if I was going to give you one little book that'll make it really simple, because you can't lead other people until your values are so clear. This is what I stand for. You've got to get your personal values down. And when you get your personal values down, then you're going to be able to attract your best team. And you're going to be able to know what you value, how you want to spend your time, what are your priorities. This book will help you do it. This book will help you. And you may have done that once. I've done it for my company. And then to see how my values have refined, it just helped me to be crystal clear about my values. I'll give you, you want to know my values? Health and well-being, flow, sovereignty, metacognition, which is wisdom, and doing the work that will help the world. That's what I commit to. So get that book and help yourself. It's very simple. They have simple little processes to go through, but I can't think of anything that will deepen and help you clear out all the clutter so you're not distracted and you don't get overloaded. That's for anybody that feels, oh, I don't know what I want to do. Oh, it's going to be too overwhelming. You need to get clear in yourself. You can't have a whole bunch of energy. You can't have a whole bunch of energy or be pulled by everything outside of you. You have to be clear. And when you're clear and you know how to sustain that, you're going to be able to offer your best and you're going to be able to give your best life. So those are my three advanced principles for your clarity, for your happiness, and for your going forward with a true identity of who you really are, which is incredibly talented and gifted and amazing. That's my teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was really beautiful. I love the way those flowed from one to the next, and it just made me realize that to do that, to be your best self, to define your core values, you need to set boundaries.
Oh, so important. So
set your boundaries on what you will allow, what you will not allow to come into you, to be part of. And, you know, that's just so important, I think, moving forward. And the ability to say no.
Absolutely. It is so important. It's the most important.
You know what?
And not being a lot of people are people pleasers.
Yes.
They are empaths. They're not used to being in their own pure, optimal energy. So I just want to say that a lot of people are, I have to give. If you look at the world, if you look at what the United States is going through, really look at it. Look at what's happening. The United States is bringing back so that they can have good boundaries and sovereignty and they're not being a codependent hero. They're learning how to be discerning about Chinese spies and honeypots and, you know, You've got to be really clear to treat yourself as sacred. If we defended our sacred sovereign rights and we really knew what those were, like, I am profoundly sacred and you have to demonstrate, you know, that you're a match to my sacredness or that we can both be in that high level together, then it would be okay. But we lost that. We got creative. We got, so he's okay. She's okay. It's look at what the outside world is telling you. It's like they didn't have, you can have oneness, but you need to have differentiation and boundaries. Very good, Bruce. Yes. Yep.
Thank you, Sue. And I think that's just really important. So those were great tips and something I think we can all use and apply to our lives, especially as we move into leadership roles or at least roles of creating leadership teams to head up and to run our projects. So core values, very important. Thank you, Sue. And then we'll see if we have any time for you to continue in world-class presentations or leadership training sessions. We can address that in the Intel portion tonight, Sue. And you and I haven't even talked about that moving forward. But our stance has always been, until the numbers present themselves by email or by direct contact to moi, then we continue booking availability for Sue to spend time working with you and creating world-class presentations from your ideas and your outlines, and also to fine-tune where you're going with your leadership. So let's just keep that ongoing until further notice, hoping that it's right around the corner. Okay, so thank you for that, Sue. It's wonderful teaching. And let's shift it over to Bob now. Say, Bob, your comments on that, and then maybe you've got, hopefully you've got some testimonials to bring to us too as well tonight.
Yes, actually, I wanted just to say, Sue, thanks again for a wonderful presentation and encouragement. While you were talking, I looked up Mr. Angiers, and mm-hmm. not only does he have that book about compelling core values, he's got one called How to Create a Meaningful Mission, How to Create a Vivid Vision for Your Life,
right.
Mastering the Science of Goal Setting, Discovering Your Empowering Purpose. It's like
yeah.
all these really cool looking books. I'm going to get some of them and check them out.
Eddie's right. He's in your backyard. That I mean.
Yeah, I never met him before. Yeah. There's only, and it's surprising because there's only 3 million people in the Tampa area, you know?
I guess you can't know everybody.
Not yet. You don't want
it. Oh,
well, it's the power of not yet, right?
Right, right.
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 Yeah, so thanks for that, Sue. I also love the identity capital thing. It's like, you know, as we get started with our projects, from the sounds of the size of some people's projects, you're going to have to raise your identity capital up to the level of a king or a queen to execute all this stuff. And it's going to be awesome. You're going to have all these amazing people all around the world all at once executing all these projects. It's like, it's like nothing we've ever seen before.
Oh,
I know.
It's
going
to be great. Yep. So, Bruce, before I give a testimonial, I just want to say for people that are listening that already know what Boomer Boost and Barley are, from Boomers Forever Young, we are right now running a buy one, get one free sale, or essentially a half-off sale, on both Barley and Boomer Boost through the end of Wednesday night, up till midnight on Wednesday, all right?
Oh, wow,
and
okay.
Just be patient with the shipping, because just in the last day and a half when we sent the emails out on it, we had already over 1,000 people took advantage of it.
Wow,
so,
terrific.
Yeah, and so we actually had to create a new shipping station and get another person to help with the shipping. So we had to get a computer, a shipping printer, hook up all the APIs and the software stack that makes it all possible. But we're doing it. Try to catch up on the shipping, but just be patient. And then we got this testimonial. And this is a testimonial, Bruce, which is a praise report for the big call also. And so
okay.
I'm going to read it. So it's a... It says, I had to write to tell you how my life has changed in just 2 short weeks. I was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome when I was 30 years old, and then later on with Crohn's disease. I'm now 71, so I've been suffering with this infliction for 41 years now, with little to no help or hope for the future. I've been listening to you for several years now on the big call, and I finally decided to try the Boomer products. Due to my issues, I have been afraid to take the barley, even though I ordered it. There are so many foods I'm unable to eat, and the fear of being out or at work is always on my mind. I started taking your turmeric 2 weeks ago, and my life has changed beyond my wildest dreams. My system is working like it did when I was young. All my fears are gone, and I'm living my life again and not just existing. I cannot say thank you enough for all the wonderful information you provide and all the wonderful products you provide us. I plan on taking all the products I've ordered, and I am once again looking forward to each day and my future. May God bless you and your staff for all that you and they do, and bless Bruce for having the insight to bring you to us each week. The world is such a better place for all of you being in it. I look forward to meeting you soon when I retire to Florida to work on my project. Once again, thank you and God bless you. And so, you know what's cool about this, Bruce? This is a public testimonial by this woman, initials DP, right? This is not something tucked away in the archive somewhere. People can see this testimonial, and it's you know, it's out on the World Wide Web, okay? And it's just something that makes me feel proud to be on the big call. This is a person who's tuning in to hear you, Bruce, because you are the big call. You started the big call. And having brought Sue onto the program to give so many hundreds of people the opportunity to take her class, you know, her single person classes and group classes over the internet and learn to create these world-class presentations and to give us the opportunity from Boomers to introduce people to these advanced products that can do this type of thing for, you know, for this woman's life. Now, you know, I didn't invent this turmeric product, right? Turmeric has been used in medicine for 5,000 years. And there's a lot of companies that make turmeric and a lot of, you know, process it, and a lot of people that sell it. Okay. But there's also very few people, you know, comparatively, that actually know about it. And so this knowledge that there's something that can reduce inflammation this much, and in this case, it reduced the inflammation in her alimentary canal and gave her life back. And what the difference was for her is she heard about it, and she heard about it on your program, Bruce. So this is a night, you know, just 10 days before Christmas that you, Bruce, I believe, should feel very, very proud of what you put together with the big call, because this is far from the first person, as you know, that's made a testimonial like this. So I want to thank you on her behalf, Bruce. Thank you for bringing me onto your call. Thank you for letting me tell all the listeners about what is new and newly invented in the world of nutrition, and for having the pleasure of speaking to them on the phone and answering their emails and helping them get what they need for their health.
And well, Bob, I want to just say I thank you for agreeing to come on the call and to be there as part of our team with Sue and I. To be there, the three of us as a team, I look at this as a team call, a team effort, and we all can be proud of what has gone out from this call, I believe, overall. And to have people's lives changed with a product like turmeric. I know of a friend of mine who started on turmeric. It was his first, Boomer's product that he tried, and he had arthritic conditions, his wrists were shot, and he's had much less inflammation and pain all the way down to a zero level as a result of that. So I can speak to that on behalf of my friend. And Bob, it's just wonderful that when you bring these testimonials, people hear what other people have experienced. And that's why I love it so much, because it does give them an idea. Like this fellow, Bob, this woman, rather, 71, she waited several years after listening to you and me, but mainly you for the health things. And it's like, okay. Then she said, I finally made the decision to do it and to buy some products and try them. And it's like, okay, everybody. You've heard a woman waited, what, 3 or 4 years maybe to get it? And then she finally made that move, and now look at her. She's back to having the alimentary canal and not having the digestion and the irritable bowel syndrome issues that she's had since the age of 30. That's 41 years of suffering through something she didn't need to have to do. Certainly not in the last 4 or 5 years anyway. Well, we haven't had turmeric that long, but you get the idea. Don't wait, you guys. Use what we've put out on this call to take you to a place where you can feel comfortable and make an order and start feeling your ultimate very best. It's all about your health. After the money comes, after you have time again, it's like, okay, you need the health to be able to live a long, long, prosperous life, an enjoyable life. Okay, and that's what Bob and Sue and I are all about.
So, Bruce, you've been using both Boomer Boost and Barley for over 5 years now. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. And so this is basically where this came about. So, you know, when I first met my business partner, Larry, back in 2009, I came to help him with a computer project at his office, and
yeah.
I also had been helping people with their health for 20 years prior to that. And as I naturally did, I offered if he wanted help with his health, I would help him because he was visibly unhealthy. And so I did help him, and it was, and even before I started helping him, before we knew of the existence of the Gladiator barley that was being made up in Northern Canada. And I started helping him piece together from various other companies products that I thought would be just right for him so he could de-age and recover and lose weight and get off his medications. And during the in the middle of doing that, I was talking to a man named Alan, who's a friend of a friend, and he said to me, you know, there's this man up in Northern Canada that I met at the tar sands. We were both working on a water purification project. And they have 2 trillion gallons of polluted water in Northern Canada from the oil extraction process. And they were both working to help fix it. And so he said he grows this amazing barley, this ancient barley, and I've tried it, and it's really amazing. You should give him a call. And so I called the man up in Canada, and it turns out that he knew of my father. My father was a plant scientist, and so was this man up in Canada. And after a while of discussions with him and him training us and making us actually pass a class online, he decided to allow us to be a distributor of this special barley. And he wasn't just going to let anyone do it because it's so strong. It has to come with special instructions and phone support. Okay, and so we immediately, when we were talking to him, I recognized, I said, oh my God, if this does what he says it does, this is going to allow people to absorb their nutrients at a level of when they were 20 years old again, because we knew that as people age, they absorb less and less of their nutrition from supplements and food. And that's what made other products expensive. Because a product that you would put together like we did with Boomer Boost with 70 nutrients in it, to get an efficacious outcome, you need to have a lot of each of the compounds in there because you're only absorbing 20% of it, right? And so you have to give people an overkill so they get enough absorbed so they can get better. And when we realized that the barley had so much superoxide dismutase in it that it was going to cleanse your intestines and regrow the little hairs that absorb the nutrients, it was like, now we can make a product that is going to be the best overall nutrition product in the world, and we now know people are going to absorb 95% of it, so we can make it affordable. And prior to this time, Bruce, to get the equivalent nutrition, if you could piece it together, that is in Boomer Boost, would have cost you over $400 a month for that, mm-hmm. for you to get the benefit of that type of nutrition. And now, today, the normal price of $76 is half price, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, there's never been an opportunity in the world of nutrition to get a value like this right now. And so when we started receiving the barley from Canada and we started giving Boomer Boost and barley to people together, okay, it worked even better than we thought it was going to. And it was just off the charts, to the point where we have testimonials from people that were so sick, they literally had a week or two to live back in 2010 that are still alive today. And we can't say what happened, what they had, what disease they had, and what happened to them. All we can tell you is they're still alive today. And they're not in bed. They're up and about working, right? And when Sue talked earlier about advanced and the description of advanced mean that it's beyond ordinary and it's greatly developed. There's never been anything in the world of nutrition that you would consider advanced more than these two products. And for the first time ever, we've put them on sale at half price at the same time for people to be able to get them here prior to Christmas. And Bruce, you know, it's like when you open up your Boomer Boost, Bruce, and it's this, it looks like a green drink, right? But it tastes really good. It doesn't taste like a green drink. And there's 70 different nutrients in it, right? It's amino acids, fatty acids, low glycemic index carbs, vitamins, minerals, you know, CoQ10, the extract of garlic, hawthorn berry, branched chain amino acids, 70 nutrients, all the basic building blocks of human life. And it makes it so you don't have to have 20 bottles of vitamin pills anymore. Just one scoop of this powder takes the place of those 20 bottles of vitamin pills, right? And you end up saving money on all your other nutrients, and you eat way less food. You eat between a third and half less food, and you save that money on your budget. And most people, Bruce, that use Boomer Boost and barley actually save money from using it because they've spent less on their other vitamin pill bottles, and they're spending less on food, and they save more than the cost of these products. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you add in the barley, which has the absolute holy grail of anti-aging, it reduces your inflammation by a factor of 10. It's called superoxide dismutase, and it's stabilized. And to have that available is a revolutionary breakthrough in the world of nutrition, to have stabilized SOD, and then to have thousands of metabolic enzymes that are in that barley. It's a single ingredient, Bruce, but it's thousands of compounds that are in these sprouts. And no one before, and still even 10 years later, nobody sells this combination of things where we put together these sprouted barley seeds with Boomer Boost. There is no other supplier of nutrition products anywhere in the world that does this. And so it really truly is like a miracle, Bruce, as you know from what happened for your life. And you've done numerous measures of your inflammation, Bruce, which is the most important measure of your health that you can get, is how high or low your inflammation is. And yours is so low they can barely detect it. Isn't that true, Bruce?
That's right. It's been down for about 5 years now to the lowest measurable level they can measure in the labs, less than 1/10 of a percent. And that's the C-reactive protein, the CRP test, which is your test for inflammation. Less than 1/10 or 0.1. And there's nothing lower than that.
Yep.
Nothing lower
and
than
normally,
they can get.
And normally a person's CRP would be 3 or higher. And so this
right.
is by a factor of 30, not 30% or 1/3 less. This is 30 times lower
yep.
than what it was when you started.
That's right. That's right. And that indicates, and it's a tremendous indicator, that my inflammation and the indicator of autoimmune disease is greatly affected, isn't it, Bob? Tell what the relationship is between having that low number of inflammation and an indicator for autoimmune disease.
Yeah, it's that, but also almost every other disease also, Bruce. So autoimmune diseases, you know, like multiple sclerosis, like lupus, arthritis, tend to be associated with this high inflammation, but so does heart disease, so does the tendency for strokes, so does cancer, so does diabetes, and it is the cause of what they call type 3 diabetes, which is Alzheimer's disease, is always precipitated by inflammation. And so when you lower your inflammation, you're lowering your risk of 95% of all the diseases that people get that cause them early disability or death. And this is the holy grail of health and wellness, is to get your inflammation down to a point where yours is, Bruce. Very few people in the world that have inflammation that low. You've essentially stopped aging from oxidative stress. And this is the way that you do it. And this is the time right now to get it at that half off price. And so I'll just leave it there for now, Bruce. And that is going to be it for me for the night.
Well, let me tell everybody, Bob, before you leave. First of all, I understand your supplies have come back up on Boomer Boost and also on a recent shipment of barley. So do you
yeah.
have the inventory to sustain a buy one, get one free on both Boomer Boost and barley, Gladiator barley included, for these orders that go all the way through midnight tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, we have way more than enough for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
There's no way we're going to run out. This is not a while supplies last sale. This is anybody that wants it up through Wednesday at midnight.
Wednesday
we have plenty
at midnight,
of supply.
Tomorrow
you just
night.
Have to be yeah, you just have to be patient on the shipping, because it kind of we got a way bigger response than we thought and it overpowered our shipping department, but we've taken steps to correct it.
Well, it's a tremendous grand finale to the 12 days of Christmas. And it's just an extra added bonus for the listeners to take advantage of this buy one, get one free on both Boomer Boost and the barley. And it's a huge savings, and I think it's tremendous. And I'm excited about it, and I'm going to tell everybody how to get it in case they're wondering. Give us the website. Give us the phone number, Bob. The phone number is 727-443-2500. 727-443-2500. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So do that if you want to get on the phone and have to do an order that way. Otherwise, go to bigcalluniverse.com, click on the banner when you arrive on the homepage, click on the banner that says Boomers. Click on that, it'll take you right in the website, and then you can navigate and find the buy one, get one free on both those products, put it in your cart, and there you go. You'll be awesome. And Bob, I guess a buy one, get one free on these. Also, are we still doing free shipping on those two?
Yep, it's free shipping, and the max is to get four total. And
okay.
So you can do buy one, get one free, and you can get two of those sets. And so,
wow.
And yeah, if people are on bigcalluniverse.com, that's where you want to go to. And
yep.
If you just look over to the top right, you actually see a picture of the Boomer Boost and Barley. The Boomer Boost is in a bluish black canister in this particular banner, and the Barley's in like a kind of a barley colored gold. And
okay.
If you just click on that banner, it'll take you right to the site.
You know what's cool about it, Bob, is I've been taking this for about five and a half years. And what's fascinating to me is the taste is delicious. I never get tired of it. I always look forward to it first thing in the morning. I mean, this is before I have bulletproof coffee, all right? I stir up my Boomer Boost and barley, my lignans, and my premium probiotic every morning with room temperature water, okay? It goes into solution really well, and I have that first thing, the first thing in the morning, and I love it. I love it every morning. I love the taste of it. It's delicious, okay? It's not a chocolate milkshake. I'm not saying that, but it's a delicious compound of just the healthiest stuff you could possibly take. And I'm excited every morning with it, Bob. I tell you, it hasn't lost its appeal on me. I love it every morning. Well, that's wonderful. I'm excited for all of us. I'm excited for everybody that hears this call. And if they hear it on the replay and they move on it tomorrow, they can still get it before midnight tomorrow night online. Obviously, you won't be able to order it after 5 p.m. by phone tomorrow, but take a look around the site, see what else there is. Bob has created with scientists, doctors, nutritionists, and formulators a total health system for us, and I'm excited about that. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that so much.
Bruce, you're welcome, and if people have to call to leave a message tomorrow night, if you don't get to it until after 5
okay.
o'clock on Wednesday, leave a message with your name, your phone number, what you want, and we'll honor the sale and email okay. you your invoice to make it real easy to get it.
Oh, there you go. That's a great idea. That's super. So even if it's after 5 when you hear about this and you want to call, just leave a message with your name, what it is you want to order, and your phone number. Make sure you leave the phone number so they can call you back and confirm it with you. Okay? So that's a really good idea, Bob. Thanks for that. All right. It's now time to bring our beloved Sue back in. In just a moment, Sue, we're going to do sort of what we talked about as a role play event for the Redemption Center experience. And let's talk a little bit, because there's not a whole lot of intel. There's a few things. But let's talk about that, and then Sue's going to come in and work with me to give you the best picture of what to expect from everything she has heard and I've heard about the Redemption Center, okay, and what to expect for us. So let's talk about, first of all, we're still in the zone that we thought that we would be in, like last Thursday. And even though we're still waiting to receive the toll-free numbers by email or by, you know, us putting it out on our website and sending it out in an email to our listeners of the Big Call, I want to let you know that we have information from redemption centers that indicate the scheduling that they're on. And it's very interesting because we have a situation, and some of these redemption centers may alter this based on their location, based on where they're actually located. They may vary this. Some states will actually have redemption centers probably close a lot sooner than others. Florida, forget it. Florida has the greatest number of ZIM holders by a long shot, even though Texas has the greatest amount of ZIM in the country. Less people, more ZIM. That kind of sounds like Texas, don't it? So it's going to be really, really good. But here's the thing. Schedule was set for today, this Tuesday, today, was set for 8:30 to, no, check that, scratch that. The schedule for today was set for 1:30 p.m. to 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. at night. 1:30 to 8:30 is 7 hours, okay? They made it till 4 o'clock and said, okay, we're going to have a very short meeting, lasted about 20 minutes, then everybody headed home about 4:30. Now, what was in that 20-minute meeting, we don't really know. The only thing we know was that the schedule, which had been set for the next 9 days, from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., that's 8:30 to 8:30, 12 hours a day, all the way through the 23rd, and then the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, would be 8:30 in the morning to 5 p.m. Christmas Eve day. Every other day, all the way through, yep, Sunday too, every day, 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. All right, everybody's got the schedule. Now, tomorrow, however, there may be an adjustment. It could be earlier or it could be later. We don't know which it is, but we are anticipating to receive the toll-free numbers sometime tomorrow. Now, I am trying my best not to call it. I am telling you what I've heard. I'm telling you what we expect, what we anticipate. And I'm trying not to get ahead of where we are today. But this information is all the new intel that I have, that I could bring tonight. It's not that much. It's we're in the zone and we are in the realm of this happening very, very soon. And so I'm excited that President Trump wanted this to be done prior to Christmas. It looks like we're going to have 9 days if we start tomorrow. 9 days, if you do the math and count it on your fingers, it works through the 24th. And then we're all going to have the what may be the best, but the most different Christmas that we've ever had. So I'm highly anticipatory that we are right where we need to be in allowing this to come through for us and let this blessing truly come in and bless us. And I'm excited that Sue and I are going to be able to give you some information that maybe some of you know it all already, but some of you probably don't and maybe have not heard this aspect. We have talked about various aspects of the redemption process in the past, but we haven't done anything comprehensive recently. And so what I'd like to do, knowing what our schedules roughly are between tomorrow and the 24th, we're highly expecting something to go down. Now, Sue, if you're still there, come on in and tell us what to expect from your perspective when we get there to the Redemption Center. This is we're gonna say that we have not only our currencies to exchange, but we have Zim bonds to redeem. Okay? That's going to be our premise for what we're going to say. All right? We've set our appointments. We're going in. We're no more than 10 minutes early for our appointment. We're not waiting in the parking lot. We're no more than 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes early, and we're excited, and we're just about to walk into the Redemption Center. Sue, take it from there, and then I'll pick up where we talked about.
Okay, so you're at the Redemption Center, and you're walking up the stairs, and you'll probably sense, you know, that you're going into, you know, it's going to be, you're just going to sense that there are people and they're happy that you're there, but there's going to be a formality to it. So just everybody be prepared for that. You'll walk in, there'll be a greeter, and again, there'll be some people around that greeter, and they'll probably say something like this. And remember, it's extrapolated, but it's coming from insight that we have. Oh, good morning. You must be our 11 o'clock. You must be Bruce. Could we see some identification, please? And so that's when you present your driver's license, your second form of picture ID, and your proof of where you live, which is an electric bill, something that's sent to your house, or something that proves your residence, that you and your residence are, you know, at this place. And now we're going to go into an area that's been sketchy for a number of months. And so we're going to put a question over this, but we're going to cover it just in case. And that is, you may be taken in to see a film for a few minutes, and then you'll be taken out of that. So when you're watching the film, as it comes to an end, just say to yourself, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, inside your head. And that's just so you can sort of shake off the energy and the connection to the film, and you can be ready to speak, be articulate, and be clear. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that'll sort of shake off that experience. And a marshal will come and say, please follow me. Originally, we had thought that you were going to be taken into a room and be asked questions about, say, your personal debt or, you know, where did you purchase your currency? But I think we don't think that's going to happen anymore. We think that's been all covered and we've all been, how shall we say, checked out. So what's going to happen next is the marshal's going to lead you to a room. And there might be a second person behind you, maybe even two people, depending on the amount of Zim you have. It could be a wealth manager. It could be somebody that studies your body language or a psychoanalyst. You know, people that are looking at your character, and they're just making sure that you're a person capable of handling the Zim. And so if there's any feeling that comes up when I just said that, go to what I said last week and imagine that they were really seeing the best in you and they were supporting you. And another tip that I realized I was going to mention, I kind of left out and came to my head. You're walking to this room that's going to be where you make your presentation and they count your Zim. And a marshal is leading you. Right before you go into the room, this is a great acting and presentation tip. I used to have to present to some pretty serious people. And an acting friend of mine said, If you get intimidated, see them in their underwear. It makes them more vulnerable, and it makes them not, you know, have as much big energy to you. So you can do that. You can get ready to see these people in sort of their underwear. If you get scared or nervous, just see them like that. So the marshal will stand outside the door, and you'll be looking into the office, into this room, and this is what you're going to see. You're going to see a desktop, desk, a blank computer screen, and you're going to see two people that are probably pretty friendly, and they're going to wave you in, and they're going to say something like this. Come in, Bruce. Hi, my name is Sarah Andrews, and my name is Todd Willows. Nice to meet you. Please have a seat, Bruce. And so you sit down. So see yourself going through this, like see yourself in these scenes. And you sit down, and you've got your currency, you've got your presentation, and this is to help you sort of organize your presentation and everything. And they're going to say, so Bruce, we understand that you have bonds and currencies. Is that correct? And Bruce will
say. I say, yes, I do have Zoom and some currency.
I'm a vampire.
But we're trying not to personalize this to Bruce. We're trying not to. Not about me right now.
And you wouldn't use that tone. Scratch that. Yes.
Scratch that tone, yeah. What makes you ask that? I ask of Miss Sarah Miller, if you are really Sarah Miller.
It's like Frankenstein.
Okay, this role play segment has been brought to you by Boomers Forever Young. And as soon as Sue is able to compose herself. Rewind.
Oh, God. All right, here we go. So now they're going to say, so we understand you have Zim and currency, and Bruce says, I'll act you out. And Bruce will say, yes, I do. And they'll say, would you be kind enough? Could we start with your Zim, please? Would you please bring it up so we can count and verify it? So Bruce will bring up his Zim, and they'll say, thank you very much. And, of course, everybody in the world class, I always tell them, take off your plastic sleeves, so that you're not sitting there fumbling, taking their precious time, because they're on a time clock, and you just want to take those sleeves off, put it in envelopes, and you can count. You can put them in envelopes and say whatever amount of currency, what they are, and how many are in the envelope, so you keep track. So you're going to hand them the envelope, and the Delarue machine counts 100 bonds in 30 seconds. So that means, you know, if you've got one or two, it's going to sound like this. If you've got, you know, 30, 10, it'll be a little longer, but it's going to be a pretty short amount of time. And then they're going to look up at you and they're going to say this. Okay, Bruce, we see that you have X amount. They finished counting your Zim. We see that you have X amount of verified Zim. What are your plans? Do you have anything special you want to do with the Zim? And then this is what in the world class, you're getting advanced tips from the world class.
All right.
Yes. What? You want to play that right now?
No, it's all good. It's all good. I want to say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, isn't it, Sue, that we could try to get our currency counted first. I know what they are. We know the Zim is the big fish. We know that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see if they'll do the currency first. That's just me. I don't know what they're going to want to do. They probably want to do this in person.
Okay. So that's fine. But remember what we said is our agreement. So they're going to counter currency, and then they're going to counter bonds, and then they're going to say, "What are your plans for your Zim?" And you're going to say, "We have great humanitarian plans for the Zim." And then you'll say, "We have," and the number of your projects, high impact, multi-generational, and if it applies, national and international projects. Now, that's a gift that I'm giving you to say high impact. High impact means that you have the insight to know that high impact philanthropy is research-based and data-based philanthropy. It means you're sophisticated enough to use those words and know that your team is going to be researching the avenues, the design, the technology. Everything is going to be high impact. It's going to be research-based. So when they hear you language like that, they're going to know that you are competent, on top of the trends that are making, you know, humanitarian efforts effective, and that gives you a good start. And then you're going to say, here are our, that's you and your team, projects. And you hand it to them, and remember, you're not allowed to comment. And then you're going to say, would you like me to present these to you, and you read along with me? And so what that does is if you give them what you've written down and then you read and discuss it with them, you're going to read it, talk about it, very simply, read it, talk about it. They're going to be simultaneously focused on your words and hearing your voice, which means the information is coming into two channels. They're not just looking at your face and listening to you talk. They're grounding to your written word and hearing it in their ear. That means doubly focused, doubly focused. That's why we train like that in the world-class presentation. So you'll go through your projects, reading them, then saying a little comment, going on to the next project, saying a little comment, reading them, saying a little comment. But you're very focused. And I left something out. You would say, would you like me to present these to you? And you read along with me. It should take, and you say, 8 to 10 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes, but you let them know that you're aware of their time. And that's the important thing. If you're sitting there as a person receiving information and the person saying, you know what, I can do everything we need to do in 5 minutes, I should have done that at the beginning of this. I can tell you what you're going to need to know. And about this whole presentation is probably going to take 6 minutes. You have been like, oh, good. Instead of, when is he going to wrap this up? Exactly. So now you're finished with that. And you read your presentation. And then we give a couple of special things that I can't give away on this call. It's really safe for the private class. And then they're going to come to you and they're going to say, well, we like your presentation very much. And then you're going to go into the part where they give you your rate. And that's also special to the world class. And then they will do your Zim. Then they'll do your dinar. And then they'll do your dong. After each of these things, I will give this tip. After you do your Zim, they're going to pull out an agreement, and you can write this down. It's going to say, I am handing over this amount of Zim for this rate for this total amount. You're going to sign your name, and they're going to sign your name. And so when they hand you the agreement, you can say to them, I'm happy to sign this. I can see where you're going to sign it, and you're looking at it. You're kind of repeating. And I'd like to request a duplicate original on this and my subsequent agreements as well as my NDA. What is a duplicate original? It's a legal it's the legal term for a second copy. So what that means, you're going to sign in your blue ink, they're going to sign in their ink, they're probably going to say, well, why don't you keep that copy? They'll bring you another copy. You're going to sign in your blue ink, they're going to sign in their ink, they keep that copy. That's your first agreement. Then you go on to your dinar. Same thing. They offer you the rate. You negotiate if you choose, and then you do your agreement. Then you go on to your dong. Same thing. You do the rate, etc. And then you're basically done, and the marshal will say, okay, we're done here. Let's go get your money into your account. And so you walk out of the room and just feel that's the big hurdle right there. You've done your work. You've done your presentation. You bought your currency. You live through this ride. And now Bruce is going to take you home as you're walking outside the door. And remember, you're in a large building. And Bruce, it's all yours.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Extremely good. Very good. Very accurate. Love it. When we get out of the currency turnover, let's call it, that we're doing with the Redemption Center staff, you're going to be looking to set up your accounts and do some additional things. And I'm going to try to cover those in the next few minutes. First of all, you do have written down your totals. You know the totals from your ZIM, and in our case, we had dinar and dong and maybe another currency, okay? Now, when it comes to setting up the accounts, I use the term motherlode account for where the ZIM proceeds are going to go into. You're going to have some bank choices based on who is represented, which banks are represented at the Redemption Center. Do we have, for example, Wells? Probably yes. Do we have Abbott Downing as the high-end division of Wells? Yes. Do we have Chase or Bank of America or Citi, etc., or some other very strong regional banks? Possibly yes. But the point is that whatever you've got to choose from, that's what you're choosing from initially. You're making that choice to park those funds in one or two or three banks, depending on how you feel about it. Me personally, I'm going to park the mother lode of the ZIM in probably one bank and then park the funds for the other currency that's non-ZIM, possibly into a different bank. Setting up accounts for both of those. Now, I've talked a long time about a primary and secondary account, a mother load and a spillover account, okay, to use for interest that's earned in the structured payout that takes place for the mother load account. So let's say you have an account you're going to talk about at some point coming up. You're going to talk about the annual percentage rate or APR that you will expect to receive for a period of whatever your structured payout is set up for. They're designed to go between, say, 2 and 10 or 20, even 25 years. You might be able to negotiate that 25. You possibly can negotiate longer or come back and do a renegotiation to go longer than 25 years. They may offer you a rate of, that's the rate of interest that you're going to earn. If they offer you that, you'll be able to conceptualize how much that is or do the math on a calculator if you can or in your head. And see what does that mean I'm going to earn per quarter. If you choose to be paid quarterly, I'm going to choose that. It makes it the easiest, I think, for me. In other words, every 3 months you're getting infusion of interest paid against the motherlode account. And that's where it spills over, the interest does, nothing else, just the interest spills over into a secondary or spillover account with the same bank, in my opinion, in my case. Now, let's say the currency comes out. It's nowhere near as big as the ZIM, but it's still serious. And you've got an amount there, and then you have an account set up for that. Okay, it's sort of a mini mother load, okay, a mini, all right, like mini me, right? But you may also set up a secondary smaller account, okay, in your secondary bank as a bill paying account or a lifestyle account or a travel account or whatever. Now, the name of the game, though, is to try to set up accounts probably no more than two to three accounts on this initial day. You may not be able to set up as many as you want. That's okay. You can do that later at another time. You don't have to do it on day one in the redemption center. Now, okay, so we've got our account set up. Now we're going to get access to what's called a titanium card. Now, this titanium card is made out of titanium. It is not like a platinum card or a gold card or a green card, okay? This is a card that I am calling, it's my wording, it may not be accurate, but I'm using the term account access card. That's what this is. You don't charge on this. This titanium card has your personal data on it, and you won't get this until the next meeting with wealth management, as far as I know. You will not get it on the first day. You'll get it later. Not too much later. Maybe 5 days, a week, whatever later. Now, it's designed to give you access to your motherlode account in the bank, not at home, in the bank where you have your account set up, okay, and where you have your thumbprint or using a fingerprint reader to identify you as you. My understanding is they no longer need you to remember a password or passcode, that it's in your thumbprint and it's in your titanium card. And that card is one you're going to keep very secure, and otherwise you're not going to have access to your account, your big account, okay? So you're going to have to figure out what that is, where that is, and whether you wear it with you. It's not something you would put in a wallet, carry it around, okay? All right, so you're going to think about that. And then once you get your account set up, let's say I was able to get all four of those accounts set up. Motherlode, spillover, secondary mini motherlode, and I don't know, let's just call it a bill paying account. Something that would not have a lot in it. All right, now, here's the thing. They've talked about having a debit card or a debit credit card. One bank will probably be all you need is one or two of these cards, maybe one from one bank and one from another bank. Maybe you want an American Express Centurion card. Okay? That's something you'd probably get a little bit later. But on day one, they should be able to cut you a credit card or credit/debit card. But I personally would not use it against the motherlode account or the spillover account. I would want it to be, never say never, but I would want it to be, especially if it's a credit card, it's one thing. Yes, a credit card's fine because you have protections with the credit card that you don't really have with the debit card as much. Okay? So you don't, in my opinion, this is only my opinion, you don't really want a debit card to use against a large account because if it is lost or it gets compromised, somebody could run up all kinds of charges on you. And yes, you'd probably get them reversed, but it's just a royal pain in the butt to do that, okay? So, in my opinion, I'm going to credit cards, knowing that I can pay them off every month a couple of days before the due date, period. And I'll have that set up automatically to debit from my account. So I don't even have to worry about paying the bill. The bank just handles it, pays it for me automatically on a given date. Okay? That's how I'm going to try to set it up. So we've got our account set up. Now we're like, okay, I've got a couple of wires. I may want to pay off something or another, and then I'm going to go ahead and set that up so that I could pay from one of my accounts now that I've set up, pay somebody off. Maybe I owe somebody some money. Maybe I want to pay off a debt. Maybe I want to pay a house off. All of that is possible at the redemption. Okay, that's possible. For something like paying off your house where you need a very accurate quote on what the payoff is, that may be something you could do a little bit later, but maybe not a whole lot later, because I know you want to pay those off. The other thing is, it's time to talk about, we've got our credit cards now, we've got our titanium account access card, and now we're going to get some information about the perks that each bank is offering. If we've got accounts set up, they want to keep our money as long as they can. They want to hold on to it. They're going to give us some benefits or perks to incentivize us to stay with them as a bank. So we'll get a couple pages from each bank, which will list some things that we can ask for if we want. It's not mandatory. We can ask for them if there's something that looks interesting or attractive that you like, maybe get it. And my understanding is it is not taxable to us. These are sort of like getting, in the old days, you'd go to the bank and open up an account for $100 and they'd give you a $6 toaster in the old days. Okay? This is similar to that, but these are going to be much more valuable than that. And most of these are very similar bank to bank, but there'll be a few things different that you might want to take a look at. Now, can you afford anything you want once you've done this? Yes. Are the perks absolutely necessary? No. But it's just a way that the bank is going to try to endear you to them to hold on to you and your money for as long as you can. All right. So we've got that. We've got our bank wire done. We've got our perk list to take with us to look over. We've got copies of all the agreements that we may have signed, everything there, and we've told them how much money we need for the first 90 days of our projects. Okay, we've discussed that, and now they've made allowance for us to have access to what we anticipate. And I'm going to say up to $500 million in the first 90 days so that we can get started with our projects and buy what we need to buy, purchase what we need to purchase in that period of time. Okay? So that is, if you've got Zim and you've got projects, you should be able to get access to up to about 500 mil on day one for the first 90 days. Let's call it, have access to that over the first 90 days. And then after that, you're going to get interest that's paid in to your spillover account from your motherlode account, and then you'll be able to move those funds into the active accounts that you've set up for your projects. So it would go from spillover to project accounts to be able to activate and spend and invest in your projects. Okay? That's how I see it. Now, everything else is just, we're going to learn it. This is going to be a major learning experience for us, but that's how I'm envisioning it. That's how Sue envisions the portion that she brought, and I think we're giving you a little bit of a heads up on what to expect. As you go in the door, you'll probably go through some kind of a security check make sure you have no metal weaponry or anything on you. They may do that. You may get wanded. You may wear a mask. You may not wear a mask. We'll see what they say. Okay? But when we come out of the redemption center, and it may be out of a different exit than we started. We may go out a different exit than we came in. Very possible. All right? And then, obviously, there's going to be security in the parking lot and to help escort you to and from your vehicle when you get there and from when you leave to your vehicles to leave. Okay? So, and they're going to monitor you, monitor your phone, and monitor you all the way to the time you get either to your home or your office and for the next hour to make sure everything's cool and copacetic and everything's good. All right? And then it's going to be up to you to get everything else lined up, like your security, everything else, right as soon as you want to do it, which probably is going to be pretty soon. Sue, did I leave anything out that you can think of?
I don't think so. I think that was really good.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that they could use to... I thought that was really thorough.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that, and thank you for everything that you brought. It gave us a really good indication of what that experience might look like or should look like. So let's do this, Sue. You've been working with people even up to the big call tonight. And if there are some people that would like to get in touch with you, they need a PayPal account. They need $165 for one person and an additional $45 for each additional person that they add to that call. And they should email you to the address integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated,
yes.
integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And include their cell phone.
One little thing. By the time you guys send an email, because remember, I can get swamped. If I write back to you, in other words, if you send the email, you got to kind of watch because I know you don't know the process, but if I write back to you, that's when you become active. That means you've got to really watch your email because I've seen people drop the ball and I feel badly for you. But if you don't respond to me, it's like I'm on to the next. If you don't respond in a couple of hours after I've written back to you, it's on to the next because this is a very busy restaurant, so to speak. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. Okay, Sue, so you need to – people need to respond that way and watch the emails and respond back if she sends you an email and also put your phone number and the city and state or city and country that you live in the email. And then I would suggest you put either world-class presentation in the header, you know, or put leadership training. Those two will give Sue an idea of what it is you really want to get from a one-on-one session. You can do a small group for the leadership. That does work as well. Do a small group for the leadership training. All right. So, Sue, I think I covered it. That's really everything we wanted to bring tonight. I want to thank Sue for helping to get that information out in a very beautiful way. Thank Bob for everything that he's brought to us with this incredible 12 Days of Christmas and the grand finale sale, which is going on with buy one, get one free on both Boomer Boost and Barley, which is awesome. And thank all the listeners out there in Big Call Universe for being so faithful over these 9 years of the Big Call. And I don't really want to go to 10 years. Sorry, rather stop right here. So let's see. Everything is looking good, and hopefully nothing changes and everything comes forward exactly as anticipated. So be on alert. Everybody is on alert. now for tomorrow. Let's see if it happens. And this is what we're expecting. So everybody have a great night tonight. I'm going to thank Pastor Scott, thank GCK, all of the listeners on the big call for their faithfulness and their ability to tune in to us over these last 9 years. Thank you so much, everybody around the globe. And let's pray ourselves out, okay? Lord Jesus, we pray for the people that have any medical issues. We pray for their healing, whether they're 29 or 92 years young. Thank you for everybody that's out there in Big Call Universe, Big Call Country, all around the globe. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for their courage to stay with us all the way through to the bitter end. Thank you for my team, for Sue, for Bob, for everyone else. Thank you for all that you're doing to prepare us for an event such as this. Bring this blessing to us, Lord God. We pray as soon as is possible. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Bob, I'd say we're ready when you are, brother.